Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday the 13th of December. Yesterday's European Central Bank rate cut was as expected. The decline in inflation pressures in Europe mean that a restrictive policy really is not needed. And if the European Central Bank had kept rates unchanged, real interest rates would now be rising. The press conference signalled that more rate cuts should emerge in 2025 for the same reason. A move towards a 2% rate seems to be warranted in Europe. There is some uncertainty, of course. The European Central Bank does have to contend with data that tends to underestimate the level of economic activity in the euro area. German retail sales have in reality been stable, not collapsing, over the past couple of years, for instance. German import data also fell less than expected in October, which might imply a better level of domestic demand. But most central banks are having to face up to the problems of poor data quality. The Swiss National Bank's 50 basis point rate cut was more than the market had anticipated, reflecting perhaps a desire to shock the currency markets. But the pace of further rate cuts may now be more conservative. UK October monthly GDP was weaker than anticipated, falling by 0.1% month on month. This is not a market-moving figure because, at this stage, investors do not really believe the data. It's a very, very rough approximation of what's happening in the economy. It's worth remembering that the United Kingdom doesn't accurately know what unemployment is in real time, so measuring something as complex as the whole economy in real time is far less likely to be successful. Manufacturing and industrial production data were weaker in October. Later today, we will get US import and export prices. These are not traditional market focuses, but their importance is likely to increase with US President-elect Trump's seeming determination to tax US consumers of imported goods. Import prices do not reflect the effect of trade tariffs. The import price is the price to which the tariff is then applied. The nature of goods imported means that import price inflation, excluding petroleum certainly, should be less than consumer price inflation. Generally speaking, goods prices have a lower inflation rate than services, and import prices refer primarily to goods prices. So, what will matter as US consumer taxes are applied is the extent to which US import price trends change. If there is more deflation than is normal, that implies that exporters to the United States are cutting margins to offset some of the effects of the taxes on US consumers. However, if there is no change in the trend, and that trend could still be disinflationary, then that means that US consumers are bearing the full burden of Trump's taxes. Generally speaking, import prices do not respond to trade tariffs. China's Central Economic Work Conference concluded with lots of rhetoric about lifting consumption vigorously. The high savings rate of China's consumers means that they enjoy a lower standard of living at the moment than they could potentially achieve. So raising consumption is a means to raising living standards. The rhetoric seems to be pointing in the right direction. Unlike the situation in developed economies, China's consumers seem to remain fearful of the future, and it is this fear, not the cost of credit, that is limiting economic growth. There was talk of improving the social welfare net, which, if done correctly, can do much to change fear of the future. However, there was little overall detail provided. Fiscal stimulus seems most likely to come in response to any Trump taxes on trade. That way, the stimulus can be presented as a response to an external shock, not a response to the fact that existing policy has not achieved any meaningful stimulation of consumption. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.